This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today to a gentleman who's been tearing up California politics. Tim Donnelly was a member of the General Assembly, out in California, suffered a number of years in Sacramento from the afflictions, particularly of union bosses and Republican weenies. We'll talk about all of that when we get into the discussion of his book, Patriot, Not Politician. Man, that's a great title. I wish I had thought of something like that. Thanks very much, Tim. I appreciate what you've been doing.
Well, thank you, Larry, and likewise. I love the work that Gun Owners does. I love, I think I met you years and years ago in San Diego, when I was I was the leader of the Minutemen in San Diego, and we were in at an event down there.
That's a good memory. I'd forgotten all about that, but that's actually how you got your start, was emerging as a leader of the California Minutemen and defending our border when Republican and Democrat presidents alike were not interested in performing.
Yeah, it wasn't very popular then politically, but it sure was among the people.
Yeah, that's right. Big difference. Having been in office myself, I know the distinction you're making. The political class can hate your guts and do everything they can to make you try to go away. But the people like these kinds of issues, and because it's they that are getting robbed, raped, and murdered because the political class will not, well, it's beginning to change, I think, but for the longest time would not control the border as they were constitutionally required to do. When they took that oath of office, part of the Constitution they swore to uphold told them that they were going to do everything they could to keep the United States from being invaded. That's my paraphrase of that constitutional provision. And they just simply didn't care. It's as if when they took their oath of office, they were extending their middle finger to the Constitution instead of putting their hand over their heart.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. They've been able to get away with it for so long because everybody thought, well, the Republicans, they're going to secure the border. And then George W. Bush made it clear. He called the Minutemen vigilantes. It was the first time I went on television. I said, you know what, President Bush? What do you get when you take the E off vigilante? You get vigilant. And that's what you asked us to be after 9/11. You know, here we are in the middle of a war on terror. We've got people who want to come here and do immense acts of evil. They want to slaughter innocent people, and we're not going to secure our border because President Bush wanted the Hispanic vote to somehow, to appear to be nicer to people who want to come here illegally. Well, Hispanics are divided on this issue. I think people have figured that out, number one. If they're Americans, they're free to think as every American, as an individual. And they can't vote if they're not Americans, ostensibly. But it really showed me, it was a political awakening for me, to see the Republicans were not standing with us. We, the people, were not welcome in the party, and our seat at the table had been given to somebody else.
Oh, indeed. And that has only now begun to change because the consummate outsider finally crashed the party. Donald Trump is now the head of the party. But my experience was so similar to yours when I was reading your book, Patriot, Not Politician. I kept thinking, this sure sounds like a movie I've seen before. In fact, one that I had a bit part in when I was in the Virginia legislature. Both parties made it very clear that they thought it would be the world would be a whole lot nicer if I were just simply dead. They did not, Wow. Did not want to have a thing to do with me. And all I had done was to get elected. But, of course, even then I was heading up Gun Owners of America. And I guess I should have known they weren't going to treat the gun issue very respectfully. And this was actually at a time before the gun issue was understood to be as potent as it is. And some of those who were giving me such a hard time actually stumbled over the gun issue, even as you saw a number of your dear colleagues stumble over the tax issue and especially the illegal immigration issue.
I can't imagine, you guys
living down there on the border, that's got to be awfully intense.
Well, and it was guns. It was the Second Amendment that sort of cleared the room and showed me when we went to the border, we were armed, and the leftist news media was fixated on our guns.
You're trying to kill Mexicans.
Yeah. Oh, I had one guy from NBC in Los Angeles. Who I'd watched on television for years, and I was kind of, you know, a little bit flattered that he wanted to interview me. And he just did such a long interview, and I kept thinking, what's wrong with this guy? And he kept asking me the same question over and over and over again. When would you use your gun? And I said, well, you know, I really wouldn't. That's not even relevant. I'm down here. I would only use it, you know, or I actually didn't say anything. And finally he said to me, if someone broke into your house, went upstairs and was about to rape your wife, would you use your gun? And, of course, I made the mistake of answering that question, and they didn't put the follow-up. All it said was, would you use your gun? And then my response, which was, of course, I would defend the life of my wife and my family, and I would kill the intruder. So it made me look really bad. But
That's how dishonest they are. Yep.
And here's the thing that we're starting to see, a whole new movement. And for a long time, for me, the litmus test was where do you stand on illegal immigration? And that's still a very important litmus test to determine if you're dealing with a globalist or someone who actually believes the United States is a sovereign nation. And secondarily, and maybe even more importantly, the Second Amendment to me is now my key litmus test for anyone because it's just literally about freedom.
Almost always I find that if somebody is very solid for constitutional reasons on the Second Amendment issues against background checks and against licensing and any other kind of gun control you can imagine, almost without exception, they're going to be pro-protection of unborn life. That has been something that's been kind of a constant. And if they start waffling on the gun issue, you couldn't bet on them being good on anything else.
Yeah. Now, I found that to be the case, but what we're seeing now is the way people view the Second Amendment and their God-given natural right to keep and bear arms in defense of their own lives and in defense of their freedom against tyranny, that something that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights merely acknowledges. We have a right to life, period. And that comes from God. So what's happening is you have a whole group of people who might even identify themselves as kind of state, independent, libertarian. They're all younger. Their big number one issue is owning a gun and exercising the Second Amendment because they don't trust government and they don't trust the political parties either. So it's kind of fascinating. They're out there. They're buying guns. They're learning about them, they're sort of becoming single-issue voters on the Second Amendment. And I don't think either party, especially in California, seems to have figured out how to tap into them because the Republicans don't want to go too far, and, you know, they're afraid they might offend someone.
You know, if the Republicans would stop thinking like consultants and start thinking like voters, they could actually probably be, at a minimum, an effective number sufficient to be an active minority in the state government and stop a lot of bad stuff. But as it is, as you point out in your book, the Republican establishment ends up going along with and facilitating what the hardcore socialists in the Democrat Party are doing. We're coming up on our first break, talking with former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, also ran for governor and liked to got himself elected. Boy, did that scare the pants off the establishment out there in California. We're going to be back and talk some more with Tim Donnelly about his book, Patriot, Not Politician.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My pleasure to be talking to Tim Donnelly, former member of the California Assembly, candidate, a Republican candidate for governor, likely might have won had it not been for the opposition of the Republican Party. He was the Republican nominee, but I thought I'd better make that clear. The most effective opposition he faced seemed to come from within his own party. Been there, done that, Tim. Been there, done that.
Ironic.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's ironic. My gubernatorial race in 2014 was a prelude to President Trump's eventual election. He faced the exact same opponent.
Yep.
On a much bigger scale, but it was Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, and the whole establishment gang that raised $7.5 million. And their goal, as stated by Karl Rove, who came to California, was it's better to win with Kashkari, who, by the way, is a Democrat who posed as a Republican. And it's better to win with Kashkari than lose. I'm sorry, better to lose with Kashkari than win with Donnelly. And here's the funny thing. I just went on and I told people, I said, you know, the Republican Party's plan is very simple. It's to lose. Who plans to lose?
Well, I think, have a very plausible explanation. These guys have got themselves a niche, and they get certain little bennies thrown their way by the majority party for kind of like a dog getting a treat when he does a few tricks that he's been trained to do. And
exactly.
Kind of helps describe the Republican opposition.
If you're in California, if you're a Republican leader in California, and the Republican leader's name is Jim Brulte. He's a former state senator, former speaker of the assembly, and he was the one who initially began negotiating with the Democrats and ultimately rewrote all the districts in a way that Republicans began losing constantly. But what's fascinating is when he first became the chairman of the Republican Party, he came into the legislative caucus, of which I was a member back in 2011, and he said, hey, you guys need to replace your leader. If your leader loses a single seat, you need to throw them out and start over. As a matter of fact, they should resign in shame and not even make you have to force them out. He lost the supermajority to the Democrats in one of the best years for Republicans, 2016, the year Trump was elected. And he has not resigned in shame. In fact, what he's doing, he raises tons and tons of money, but he doesn't even put up Republican candidates against the Democrats because we have the top two primary. And none of the Republicans can seem to actually meet that bar and make it into the general election.
It's a strange electoral system that you have, but it's an even stranger Republican opposition. I liked some of the things you pointed out. One is that there was an endorsement meeting. It might have been the first time you were running, and it was an effort to get the approval of consultants. I've never encountered anything like that in the state of Virginia, but apparently the consultants could cut off your money and everything else. So anyway, they endorsed all these other guys except you. You were the only one that won. Oh, does that sound like consultants that I've had to deal with? There are exceptions, let's be honest. And then the one consultant that told you, and I thought this ought to be his own epitaph now, you have no business even being in this race.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, you are actually trying to win and did, and that's just not acceptable.
Yeah, because he was the consultant privately, it wasn't public knowledge, for the establishment hack pick. So there's 9 candidates in the race for this open assembly seat, and he's the big money consultant for this guy that ultimately I defeated. And you know, he had $400,000 or $500,000, and we spent $15,000.
You know, there were a couple of points in your book when you reminded me of things that Senator H.L. Richardson, the gun owner's founder, had experienced when he was in the California State Senate. Certainly he had to deal with Republicans who were kind of feckless, and that's being kind. But he one time was being threatened I don't know exactly what the issue was, but it had to do with a family issue, and some feminists were threatening to have a news conference outside his office to expose him for being the horrible woman-hating guy that he is, of course. And he thought this was just great, and he said, "Oh, that is super. What time are you going to be there? I want to make sure that I'm there so that I can be at the same news conference. This is really going to be great." And when they could see that he was going to leverage that and make a big deal and a plus out of it for himself, never mind. They never had the news conference.
That's awesome. Because, well, H.L. Richardson, his book, Confrontational Politics, is one of the first books I read after I won my primary. Linking up with the gun owners of California, and it was phenomenal, the insight and the
idea. It's like an actual campaign manual that this is how you deal with the opposition in your party or in the Democrats.
And you'll find if you stand your ground, not only do you not lose, but you expose their weakness. You expose the fact that they really don't stand on any principle, and you can win every time if you just stick to your guns.
That, I thought, was just fabulous that you've come along and done exactly the same things. And now Richardson had the luxury of running before Ronald Reagan's amnesty converted the state to Democrat. And so he was actually part of a Republican majority at one point. But the same principles worked, whether he was in leadership in the Republican Party and had to use these principles of confrontation against fellow Republicans, or you in the minority, you still had to use them against fellow Republicans before you could get to deal with the Democrats.
it's astonishing in California now, the post 1994, post Prop 187, California is very simple. The Republican Party has given up on everything. They got themselves so deeply in debt that they sold the entire Republican Party to one donor, who is the son of Warren Buffett's business partner, a man named Charles Munger Jr., who got all his money from his daddy. He is a Democrat, but nobody cares about him in the Democrat Party, so he bought the Republican Party for $3 million. And now, anytime anyone runs, they have to get his blessing. And if you are Trump-like at all, if you believe in borders, if you believe in the Second Amendment, if you believe in the Constitution, if you happen to be a Christian and you're not ashamed of it, he will spend millions and millions and millions of dollars against you in favor of a liberal, leftist Republican who oftentimes is just a Democrat.
Very, very interesting. And, of course, those are the folks that we're having to deal with as we speak in California Republican politics. Talking today with former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, has been a candidate for governor, actually, and almost made it. His book, Patriot, Not Politician, sounds an awful lot like confrontational politics, because politics hasn't really changed.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is former California Assemblyman Tim Donnelly. His book is Patriot, Not Politician. And it's an extremely insightful book that I would recommend to anybody interested in trying to understand what makes politics and politicians tick. You may not find it all that pretty from time to time, but it's helpful to know how the system works if you're going to be able to use something with it. And I was happy to see that in your book you talked about how you had seen from your own experience, you'd seen the importance of the immigration issue. You'd been in the California Minutemen, became a leader of the California Minutemen, and you could see what was happening from unrestrained illegal immigration. And with all of these very obvious negative consequences of illegal immigration, the Republican Party then, and I would say even now, in spite of Donald Trump, who's hopefully making some headway now, but there was a gut instinct, apparently, part of the DNA of the establishment Republican, that, oh, you can't say anything against illegal immigration. That's just going to work against you with the Hispanic voters. Well, my wife is an Hispanic voter. Hablamos español en la casa. We speak Spanish at home. And I'll be doggone, she feels at least as strongly as I do about the issue of people jumping ahead in line. And for the Republican politicians to be so clueless, it's just stunning. No wonder they've remained a minority party.
Well, they've turned their back on the principles that made the party great. They've turned their back on anyone who actually articulates what is in the hearts of many of the working class voter who oftentimes used to be a Democrat but is starting to lean Republican because they're deeply concerned about an issue like illegal immigration for two reasons. One, they see on the news, and thanks to Donald Trump, the tragic death of Kate Steinle, she became sort of the poster child for all these thousands and thousands of victims who barely got any coverage before that. And people know that criminal aliens who are not properly sent to federal authorities for deportation are going to wind up back on the streets. Sometimes within 24 or 48 hours, they get a gun and they kill somebody, or they rape somebody, or they commit another crime. And it's something that the media, the left-stream media, has decided, hey, we're not going to cover this. But Trump forced them to. And the other thing is obviously jobs and resources, college tuition. We get free college tuition to illegal aliens that we don't give to the families of active duty personnel who are transferred into our state through no fault of their own. So those are some huge issues that I fought on, and it was amazing, Larry, because I developed a statewide following because of my stances. One guy in San Francisco, I'll never forget, he sent me a $500 check. And I called him up, and he said, well, I saw in the paper you were introducing the Arizona law in California, and I support that, so I'm supporting you. Well, my district's a long way from San Francisco.
In more ways than one.
Can I say something about the book?
Oh, yeah, please.
I want people to know that, first of all, a lot of the stories that we're talking about are in the book. The first third of the book is inspirational stories of miracles that happened in our life, including the call that God put on my life and the miracle of how he got me elected the first time, which is sort of a blueprint for how to get elected. The middle of the book is inside the building once I got there, once they let the wrong guy in the building and sort of exposing, and I name names, and it's Republicans and Democrats, and the way they operated is would make most people beat red in the face out of anger or embarrassment or shame. Anyway, the last part of it is called Diary of a Minuteman, where I actually chronicle some of my real life experiences back in 2005 and 6 down at the U.S. Mexico border in Arizona and California. But you can get my book at patriotnotpolitician.com. So it's patriotnotpolitician.com. It's just $25, free shipping, and I'll autograph it for you. Or you can just go on Amazon and look it up.
Well, it's definitely a book worth having because it's a tremendous amount of information. And the part that kept coming to my attention was there's so much here that if somebody were inclined to want to do something about the issue, you've been there, done that, and given a roadmap for how to do these things. So not only is it kind of inspirational to see how these issues were developed by you and your campaign, but also to see how some of the nitty-gritty things get done. One of the things that I wanted to bring to the listeners' attention was, let me just go back and just looking at the note about consultants. Karl Rove is somebody who's kind of irritated me for a long, long time. A guy that has an instinct for collaborating with, being employed by the more liberal of any two candidates in a race. If there are more than one, it'll be the most liberal of the Republican candidates. Karl Rove, I don't even know if he's still on Fox because I really haven't been watching television for some time, but it was very irritating that he was always speaking on Fox as if he were some kind of conservative guru, and he was given honor at various national conservative meetings that I had attended. And then the more I came to realize, Karl Rove is no conservative. Karl Rove is an infiltrator from the left, and he did a very good job at helping weaken the Republican Party. And if anybody was defeated besides Hillary Clinton in the last election, it was Karl Rove.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, yes, it was. I would have bought tickets to watch that movie. Actually, I did. We gave a lot of money to those various campaigns. But one of the things then that I think we ought to look at is you kind of developed a strategy for how to deal, how to present yourself and how to work within the political system. And one of your statements I've wrote down word for word, leadership is not about building consensus, but stepping into the gap and standing up for what is right, not what is popular. And, of course, that's what you did with the illegal immigration issue. And it's what you did time and again when you were in the California Assembly. And the amazing thing is that even when you're, as it were, outgunned, you can still win, and even if you don't win on a particular measure, you can at least have moved the dial so that the debate begins to move in your direction, and ultimately you do win.
Yeah, and talking about winning, it wasn't much that we won in California at all, but two things. One, I put up a bill that would essentially protect your civil rights. It was a bill that the Republican consultants told me was too complicated for the average voter to understand, and therefore they were going to recommend against it. But I gained some powerful friends on the Democrat side who liked my bill, and it ultimately is one that protects the individual in the state of California from being subjected to the federal government coming in and throwing you in jail if they suspect that you're a terrorist. Without any due process. And believe me, they suspect a lot of us. Anyone who is a thinking individual and is a sentient individual politically, they've got you on a list.
And Janet Napolitano spoke openly about people just like you, conservative Republicans who were, God forbid, in the militia and on the border.
Exactly. Not only that, they did a study that they commissioned for DHS. The list was four groups that I thought was fascinating. The first one was...
Hold that point about the four groups that they were talking about, and let's pick that up when we get back into our last segment after these announcements. Talking today with Tim Donnelly, former California Assemblyman, former candidate for governor. His book, PatriotNotPolitician.com, if you want to get it, or just go to Amazon. Type in Patriot Not Politician. You'll get it. It's a great book.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And my guest today is joining me with his many battle scars from political wars that he has fought. Pretty tough wars indeed when you're doing so in California, but I'm glad you made the fight, former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly. It is people like you who are, I think, inspiring the rest of us. If you can do what you did under the circumstances that you faced, What's the matter with the rest of us if we're not doing something? And so I just want to thank you for that. You had said you wanted to get to some four different points as we were heading into the break.
Yeah, so the government classified, or at least they commissioned a study to figure out who they should classify as the greatest terrorist threat. And mind you, they already had the power federally to completely suspend your civil rights when it comes to being incarcerated without any due process, no habeas corpus, no nothing. And so here's the four groups that they consider to be the greatest terroristic threat. This was under Obama, obviously, and his administration.
And keep in mind, folks, this is after September 11, when it wasn't Lutherans and it wasn't Baptists that rammed in to the World Trade Tower.
So the first group that they consider the greatest terrorist threat to the United States are returning veterans. The second group are people that oppose abortion. The third group are anyone who is a member of a Patriot or a Tea Party group. And then the fourth group, of which I am a proud member in addition to all the other, except for being I'm not a returning veteran, but the fourth one, I was astonished. People who love liberty too much. How can you love liberty too much?
Well, evidently they figured out how that could be done. But really, when you think about it, too much means loving liberty at all. Look at the contempt the political class has been expressing for the polls and their resistance to tyranny over the years and even into our current time. Nothing but disdain for them. So we shouldn't be surprised they would have disdain for those of us who might just like liberty a little too much.
Yeah, and so here's the funny part. So this bill that would basically protect the civil rights of everyone from an over-encroaching centralized government became very popular with the left, the far, far left. And so I had these unlikely allies. I had people like the Berkeley City Council, San Francisco, Board of Supervisors, along with Siskiyou County, which is, you know, wants to secede from California altogether and form its own state.
Go for
Jefferson,
it.
Because, yeah, so you had all these forces, and it was funny to watch the establishment politicians on both sides back down in the face of such popularity. I never negotiated with any of these leaders or anything. It was the power of the people and the power of an idea that pushed forward, and actually Governor Brown signed it into law to protect the civil rights of California. And that wasn't the only victory we had. We had another one. When I had lost the governor's race and I went back to being sort of what they call a lame duck assemblyman, you'll remember we had a U.S. Marine Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, who was stuck in a Mexican jail for over 200 days. And there were a number of congressmen, including Duncan Hunter of San Diego and some others, that were working behind the scenes. But everything had sort of fallen apart and broken down and gotten to a standstill. And Governor Brown invited all the legislators to a special luncheon to honor President Nieto of Mexico. And so I wrote him a response and said, not only will I not be attending, but I'll be outside protesting. And I went on Fox News, went on Greta and all that, and we had 500 people. We had a huge megaphone, and we forced the Mexican president and Governor Jerry Brown, we forced media coverage of Andrew Tamarisi's plight, which had not happened on local television. It was only really on cable news.
And the president, Obama, couldn't have cared less about that Marine either.
He never cared about it. Never, not once. But Brown was forced on a talk show. It was just a news talk. It wasn't even a conservative show. And he accused them of being conservative shock jocks because they even asked him the question. He finally said, "Oh, I'll look into it." And then Nieto felt so much pressure. So Hunter's office called me that morning as news was breaking of our protest and said, just the news of the protest and the coverage has restarted communication. And we believe that Andrew will be released in the next several months, you know, giving the Mexican government time to sort of save face. But bottom line, that was something that somebody in a place where you're surrounded, where you're outnumbered, outgunned and outmanned, And shockingly, not a single Republican would join me in the streets because they did. Their consultants told them that you do not want to offend the Hispanic vote. Well, all I can tell you is that we actually scored a victory for the people, all the people. Didn't matter what your politics were. Nobody wanted to see a U.S. Marine who had served two tours, who had PTSD, suffering and being abused in a Mexican jail.
And for those that are not aware, his main offense was to make a wrong turn at the U.S. border and head into Mexican no man's land where he got arrested. That was his crime,
a simple
misreading of a traffic sign.
And if we had had a legitimate government, if we'd had a president who loved America, that president, it wouldn't matter if he's a Republican or a Democrat, would have just said, look, he would called up the president of Mexico on day one. He would have said, let our guy go. That's how we treat each other as friends. Period.
In fact, I can't imagine Tamarisi would have even been arrested under the current president because they know bloody well what would have happened.
Well, and you know what? You know what his real crime was? His real crime was he was too honest. He told them on the phone, look, I'm concerned. I've gone into Mexico by accident. I'm doing a U-turn. And I have some guns in my car, and he just doesn't want to get in trouble, so he rats himself out. I mean, good Lord, you want to talk about having zero intent. But nobody could see that because Mexico hated the United States so much for whatever reasons, and they hate us even more now.
The political class hates us. The people I know from direct experience do not have that impression, but the political class feels threatened because we might
you
just...
You are correct.
Move them out of their fancy positions.
That's a great distinction, Larry. That's a great distinction. I'm glad you made that. No, absolutely. No, the people are basically, I don't even know what to say. They've got an oligarchy running the country, and you've got a lot of great people who are ordinary people who live
can't do a thing about
in a tyrannical dictatorship.
And probably don't have any guns, except if they're a farmer, they might have a double-barreled shotgun. But that's about it. So the Mexican government feels pretty cocksure that nothing could happen to them because nobody can say boo.
Yeah. Hey, they did have an uprising down there with a sort of Minuteman group for a period of time. It was chronicled in a movie about the border. It was fascinating to watch the power when ordinary people come together and they have the ability to defend themselves. And they were defending themselves against the drug cartels, but it became very evident in many places the drug cartels and the government were one and the same.
Yes, exactly. I don't think we have too much time, but I kind of wanted to see if you could recapitulate some of the reasons for your statement that it was the California GOP that basically had given the people of California the draconian gun control laws that it has, the failure to be an effective opposition party.
Yeah, well, the California GOP isn't effective at opposing anything because they've just surrendered a long time ago and become part of the political class. They want to go to the nice events. They want to be invited to the country clubs. They want to go on the junkets to Hawaii. They want to be in the in crowd. And here's the thing. If you're a Republican leader like Jim Brulte in California or, any of the elected officials, what's expected of you? Absolutely nothing. Everyone knows you're going to lose every battle, so why try anything? So rather than make your captors angry, rather than go against the powerful Democrats who have a stranglehold here, they just capitulate everything, and they wind up with a great salary. They wind up with all these fringe benefits of being able to hang out with all the cool people. And the only people who are ever outcast are those who stand up for the people, those who basically model or mirror or predate Donald Trump and stand up against unchecked illegal immigration, stand up against these crazy gun laws. They have essentially erased the Second Amendment under the Republican lack of leadership.
Oh, they're great people. Indeed they are. Well, Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, thanks so much for your service. Thanks for coming so close in that gubernatorial race.
Oh, my pleasure.
Perhaps on another day. And folks, the book to get is Patriot, Not Politician. Hope you'll get it. It's a very important read.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.